Happy birthday to Norman Greenbaum with the song that's mandatory for inclusion in any period piece from the early 1970s at the movie theaters. Spirit in the Sky went to number 3 on the charts back in 1970 and lives on in various movies. Norman Greenbaum turns 78 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by friend of the program, Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. Find them at AmericanCommitment.org. Find Phil on Twitter at Kirpin, K-E-R-P-E-N, one of the most valuable accounts to follow for actual data, facts, information on COVID. Phil, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Talking a little bit before the break about Robert Redfield's comments yesterday about schools being the safest place for students to be, K-12, and yes, even college students. We have a report from UNICEF earlier in the week saying schools are not the main drivers of COVID among kids. And yet at the same time, Phil, we have districts in many parts of the country, Illinois, for example, New York City, made a big decision earlier this week that are shutting things down. This is not at all reflective of what we now know is safest, correct?
It's very interesting because there's been this total sea change in kind of the elite coverage from the New York Times and the Washington Post and a lot of the major Democrats since the election. They've suddenly decided that now they're going to pay attention to the science, which we've really known, you know, since the summer at least, that schools are not high-risk environments and that the balance of evidence is very clear that children should be in school. And, you know, it's the very same people that caused us to be in this situation because they spent all summer scaring parents and teachers with all kinds of distorted and dishonest information. And, you know, I said it was political at the time. The fact that they did a 180 right after the election makes it look awfully political. And we've seen things like, yesterday there was a joint statement from all of the governors of all of the northeastern states, Murphy and Cuomo and Ned Lamont from Connecticut and so forth. And they said, all the kids should be in school. Schools are safe. And it's like you're looking at this stuff and it's like, well, you know, we welcome converts. I'm glad they finally figured it out. But all their schools are still closed. I mean, Cuomo signed this statement, Scott, saying the schools should all be open the same day that all the schools shut down in New York City. So there's a really bizarre disconnect here between, all these people finally coming around to the facts and the science and what's actually happening on the ground, which is not only are schools still not opening in most of these places, they're closing.
And there's just not a lot of data that the schools are a breeding ground for cases. This is the UNICEF report. The schools are not the drivers. And the students who are showing up positive or who become positive, the report said they're not transferring it from school. They're getting it from somewhere outside, which goes back to Redfield's point yesterday. Schools are the safe place.
Right. Now, children can definitely catch this virus. But they do very, very well. It's more like a cold for children. You have very, very few severe cases among children. They can get it, and they can occasionally transmit it, but it's rare. Almost all of the transmission is driven by adults. And so, you know, typically when children get it, they get it from a parent. They very rarely transmit it to a parent. It can happen, but it's rare. And they almost never transmit it to adults who are not a parent.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe we're still on zero instances in the world of a pupil transmitting it to a teacher. Maybe there's one or two, but we were at zero for months and months and months. I've not seen if there are any updates on those studies. The point being that when the cases do show up in school, they didn't catch it at school. They caught it at home from a parent almost always. And so, you know, if you want to limit transmission, maybe we should have seven-day school. Maybe we need more school, not less. You know, the school seems to be the place where almost no transmission is occurring. It is a much safer place from a transmission standpoint than home. And yet, we still have all these kids who are sitting at home all day. So it is a huge disconnect between the facts and the science and the practice. And It's mostly been driven by teachers' unions.
Right.
But they're starting to, I think, get a little bit embarrassed by the fact that they have no defense of their position. I mean, there was this remarkable interview yesterday with Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers. She was on with Martha McCallum, and, you know, Martha just hit her with fact after fact after fact, and she just sputtered. She couldn't defend herself. So, you know, this debate has become completely one-sided. And yet the side that has all the facts and the data and the evidence still seems to be losing in most places. So I don't get it.
Phil, we got about 90 seconds left here. Here in Michigan, more restrictions have been placed upon the populace here. There are curfews in place, I think, in Ohio and California now for the overnight hours. Are those mitigation efforts, does the data say they're going to have any sort of influence, or are we just riding this out at this point?
They're really, really minimal. This is the tough thing with a virus, Scott. You really can't do much, but, you know, people want to feel in control. They want to feel that they can do something, especially political leaders and especially, you know, these public health officials. So they issue these proclamations and these rules and these dictates. But frankly, you know, you look at what's happening in Europe right now, and they're in decline now everywhere. They went up very rapidly, and then they're coming down very rapidly, every country in Europe. Now, do you want me to believe that every single country in Europe at the same time had people who just stopped following the rules and regulations, and that's why they went up, and then they all started following, and that's why they went down, including a country like Switzerland that had no lockdown of any kind and yet is coming down at exactly the same rate as France that's in a full lockdown? You know, this is a seasonal phenomenon. It comes, it goes up, it comes down. People get sick. Some of them die. It would be wonderful if we had a cure or if the vaccine were here, and it's coming very soon, I hope. Because those things actually do make a big difference. These policies, you know, they don't make much difference. Although I will say, Scott, the one thing that's interesting to me is when a government announces a new restriction of some kind or a new policy of some kind, we do see a slight decrease in transmission rates pretty much everywhere when a new policy is announced. But it doesn't matter too much what the policy is.
Right.
And it doesn't matter when it takes effect.
Got to run. Phil Kirpin here on the